That's the Allen home. The Allen home was built by Dempsey Barrett. That's the name. I don't know why those names way back they can come back to me. Now, I can't remember my name from yesterday, but I can remember those things. And that's who. He was sent here by the United States government, and he was appointed and made sheriff. And he was sheriff here for a few years.
But he wasn't from
Helena. Oh, no, from way from here. Nowadays. Yeah, they sent somebody, the government would send somebody in to control it and handle it. And he just happened that he was a nigger.
Yeah.
His son, though.
But sometimes they send in white people.
It just happened. It happened to be. His son and family, the family lived here for years and years. His son was a good friend of mine in later years, an old man. He was an old darky. And delivered the press cemetery here. And I knew him well. He used to wear a long white duster coat. You know what I'm talking about? They used to wear in automobiles. They had the old caps and got. Well, he used to wear one over with a big sunflower right here. And he would go around and deliver the press cemetery. Sure would. He was quite a character. And he was the son of this man that was sheriff.
These big houses, well, wait a minute, let me get back to the log house. Now, you said it was heated with a fireplace, this log house.
Yeah.
And now, would these fireplaces be bigger than the ones that they have nowadays?
You could cook in them, yes.
Oh, you could cook in them?
They had these iron. Bob Horner, a cousin of mine, he and I raised together. His mother was a and his father was a and my mother was a and my father was a we're double kin. All right, Bob is living in the home right now that Arthur, you know, I was talking about my grandmother's uncle, Davis and Arthur, who was sheriff, one thing or another. He's living in the home that was built in 1835 by Arthur right today. It's a brick home on the corner of York and York and Beach Street, and that house still standing, and he's living in it. It's nice home, got the same iron fence around it that has been there since 1835, and the old beech tree is still there in the corner of the yard they used to tie boats up to when the high water would come up. The old beech tree is still there, and he used to tie boats to it when high water would come up and get up in Helena. See, I was reading these, some of these sidewalks are so high. They've lowered them over the years, but some of them they never have lowered, and that was on account of high water. I wasn't living then.
Yeah.
They didn't have any levees. In those days, and water would come up and go down, everybody would go back to work. It was just one more thing.
Yeah, they just had to live.
Now they had, I can remember, the big board walls. We used to get under them, and a lady would come walking along, and you know these rubber bands you shoot with paper shots or steeples? And we would get on them, and there were cracks by that way, and we'd shoot up on them. And you talking about squalling.
Oh, man.
And then they'd catch us, and oh boy, they'd tear us up. But I remember crossing, a street crossing here. They had posts in the ground about that deep, and about that much of it sticking out. And the wagon wheels, of course, would go between them. And then you would step from one post to the other, get across the street in muddy, bad weather. I can remember that on some of these streets. Sure do. And I've seen wagons, I've seen cotton wagons stuck up right here on Main Street.
Really?